In an encampment on the edge of town, there's steak grilling on a propane stove. Tents began appearing in this wooded area about 3 weeks ago.
I set up mine, and then I woke up, and there was three, four next to me. Yeah, they followed. I don't know. Yeah, and then it just kind of just came in waves.
That's 44-year-old Kevin Howard. He looks around and sees community among the cluster of tents.
Everybody here looks after each other, and nobody does nothing to nobody. Everybody has respect, and hey, you go okay? You make sure everybody's okay in the morning. Need something to eat, need some water. Yeah, we look after each other here. Yeah.
Juneau has been wrestling with a rising homeless population. Responding to complaints from downtown merchants, Juneau Assembly passed an ordinance this winter banning camping on private property in the downtown core. After it took effect in April, many homeless moved onto public property, namely Marine Park or cruise ship dock. Then in May, the city directed police to ticket anyone in the park after hours. Kevin Howard and his friend David Waits recall officers telling homeless people in the park,
"You guys get your shit out of here, otherwise it's going in the trash. They're going to throw all their stuff in the trash."
They wrote that one guy up, that crazy dude down there. Yeah, they wrote him a ticket.
Yeah, somebody got a ticket, too. And then we're like, "Oh, dude, you come up and hang with us, man. Come on, we got ours, you know, set up." Yeah, they threw everybody out of the doorways. They threw everybody out of the park. Now we're all down here.
Critics of the anti-camping ordinance had warned that a crackdown would just move the problem around.
What happened is what we've seen happen in other communities that have similar ordinances, is they're displacing homeless individuals.
That's Brian Wilson, director of the Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness.
If we displace these individuals again, I'm not really sure where they're going to go.
The city of Juneau is coming around to this reality. City manager Rory Watt says a new assembly-appointed task force is looking for a new strategy.
People genuinely don't have somewhere to go. So if people got trespassed repeatedly, they would be moving around. And, you know, if a situation is quiet and not causing issues, that likely could be better than a lot of alternatives if those people got moved along.
Juneau police won't move on the camp without a trespassing complaint from the landowner. In this case, that's the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. Wynn Menefee, deputy director of the Trust Land Office, says the waterfront acreage is in the process of being sold to private developers.
If it were to get into a situation where it started in hindering the ability to make revenue off of the trust, we may have to do something further about it. But right now, it hasn't stopped us from doing what we intend to do with the parcel.
About half of Juneau's population reports suffering from mental illness. That's according to a spring survey conducted by social workers who canvassed the community. Brian Wilson says of the 96 unsheltered people that social workers interviewed,
45 out of the individuals self-reported that they have mental health issues or concerns. That's typically an underreported number as well.
The irony of the mentally ill trespassing on Mental Health Trust Authority land is not lost on Steve Williams, the authority's chief of operations.
We're actively engaged in the community in a number of different levels that probably target this population in one way or the other.
One of the projects the Trust is helping fund is a 32-unit Juneau Housing First, slated to open this summer. Brian Wilson says it's a start.
The folks that we're seeing down at the camp are candidates for Housing First interventions, but at the current state of our capacity, we don't have that here locally. We need a lot more units.
The city and the Trust Authority have received at least one complaint from the public concerned about health and sanitation. That will inevitably be an issue if the camp remains here long term. 53-year-old David Waits says there's a sense of pride about making the best out of what little you have.
We're all the same. It doesn't matter how much money you make or how much you have or anything else. We're all common people. I'm a Lakota Sioux Indian, and we believe that everybody's related. Nobody's higher or lower than the next person.
So with few options available for Juneau's homeless population, it appears a cluster of tents on the edge of town has become the status quo. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.